should be for recovery. So I just thought to add that to the discussion.
Yeah, and that's a good point. It's very easy to get on a list. It's very hard to get off it. And we have a project being proposed this year by the consortium to look at that very question, about how criteria are applied. It's one of the unfortunate things in legislation that it works with the idea that there is a fixed number. There is an optimum population size. And it doesn't take into account the fact that if you have an ecosystem shift, you may be going to very different levels of equilibrium than what was there previously. And yet, a lot of us look back to the date that legislation was enforced, and that is the magic number that should be there today. It's a changing place in the concept of a balance of nature, and Mother Nature it doesn't work in reality. It's a system that's in constant motion.
My name is Sue Mellow, and I represent National Marine Fisheries Service. I just wanted to comment.
I'm sorry, could you spell your last name?
Mellow, it's M-E-L-L-O. This concern about there being a number for delisting, I just wanted to respond to that. In 1988, when the ESA was amended, that was one of the changes because of concerns about there being no numbers for getting animals off the list. And so the recovery team in the plan for sea lions have defined what the magic number is for delisting. And I can't really remember that, to be honest with you, but there is an upper limit, and I can get that information to you. So we wouldn't be in the position we've been in with whales of having healthy stocks and keeping them on the list.
What did you base that number on?
What they based it on was the count in the 70s looked at that as the healthy population as a subset of that. I think they looked at 40% as being good enough to get off the list, but I'm trying to remember. But they were looking at a historical size as an approach.
Even that, it's an area that needs, I think, a lot of people sit down together and really think through in much more depth than what it's been given so far.
The recovery plan is going to need to be revised by 97. Mm-hmm. Right now, the agencies, both Fish and Wildlife and NIF, have come up with a more stringent approach to recovery plans than we've used in the past. And so that the recovery plan, I think, that you see is going to be a lot more detailed than it was the first go-around. We're going to have to be.
Stringent in what respect?
In requirements that the agency be very clear in defining all the considerations in the ecosystem that may be affecting the species, that there are more details in the plan than we've put in the past, and that the public is more involved in developing the plans. Those are the three big changes.
Representative Austin. Just a comment. The whole research aspect of where we've just continually hammer out our resources without research, and it's just amazing. I mean, we get into it with the shrimp, we get into it with the crab, we get into it with everything. That would just, you know, why did the shrimp disappear? Why did the crab disappear? Was it over fisheries? Nobody knows. I mean, it's just amazing that we've got all these pollock out there right now, but no shrimp. I mean, is there a correlation there? You know, and did the sea lions live off a lot more shrimp than we ever thought? Did you? Nobody knows. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and the more you look into it, the more you realize it's not a simple story. I mean, even, for example, pollock, the size that the fishery's taking are bigger than what the sea lions eat. And so it's been proposed that that's actually a good thing for the sea lions, because the biggest predator in pollock is pollock itself. They're cannibalistic. They take the younger fish. So in theory, removing the adults should leave more younger ones for sea lions to eat. On the other hand, perhaps you're somehow affecting fisheries recruitment.
Except to respond to that last comment, it seems to me.
I'm sorry, I just for the record.
Unless I'm mistaken, that trawlers take, they aren't selective on what size they take. They take it all, and they process certain sizes and dump the rest. It's not like they have these little things where the smaller fish go out. I mean,
we are rapidly approaching the time we have to report to the floor. I want to thank my co-chairman and his staff for arranging your being here today. I personally found a whole lot of information I was not aware of. And so your concept of education, I think, is great. The more we can get this out, the better off we'll be. Thank you very much.